Israel says its naval forces have seized a ship in the Red Sea loaded with 50 tons of weapons. The chief of staff of Israel's defense forces says aboard the ship were Katyusha rockets, anti-tank missiles, rifles, ammunition, and explosives, all, he says, headed for Palestinian Authority territory. Announcement of the seizure came on the same day America's Middle East envoy, Anthony Zinni, began his second peace mission in the region. Zinni is meeting today with Israel's Prime Minister Ariel Sharon and Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat. Zinni hopes to capitalize on a sharp reduction in violence over the past few weeks to press for a formal ceasefire. NPR's Linda Gradstein is in Jerusalem. What more do you know about this ship?
Well, the ship was actually captured yesterday in the Red Sea, about 300 miles off the Israeli coast. The Israeli chief of staff said they believe that the weapons were from Iran, but that the boat itself and the money came from the Palestinian Authority. The chief of staff gave a news conference that was broadcast live on Israel radio and television. He said that the captain of the ship was an officer in the Palestinian Naval Police, and he said that the connection between the Palestinian Authority and the smuggling operation is, quote, unequivocal, clear, and undeniable.
Earlier today, there also was another Israeli raid on the West Bank.
That's right. Israel Radio said that Israeli troops and tanks went into a village called Tel near the West Bank town of Nablus to arrest some suspected militants from the Islamist Hamas movement who were, according to Israel, planning an attack on a Jewish settlement. There was a gun battle during the raid. One of the militants was killed and two other were captured. And Israel says that it's going to continue these raids because there are still planned terrorist attacks.
Not particularly a good way for Zinni to open a peace mission.
Well, that's right. I mean, the Israeli defense minister, after the capture of this ship full of weapons, says that it proves that the Palestinian Authority is planning more terrorist attacks and is not interested in a ceasefire. Zinni is here to try to arrange a ceasefire. And, there's been actually 3 weeks of relative quiet. Only one Israeli has been killed in those 3 weeks, as opposed to 44 Israelis who were killed when Zinni was here last time in November. And early December. So until the announcement of this ship, there actually was a fair amount of optimism that he would meet the Israeli and Palestinian leaders. He would try to get the security forces of both sides together for a meeting on Sunday. He's only here for 4 days, and then he'll go back and perhaps come back. So there was a lot of optimism. Now, because of this ship, which Israel claims proves that the Palestinian Authority is not interested in a ceasefire, I think it's going to make it actually a lot harder for General Zinni to achieve a ceasefire. Israel has claimed all along that the Palestinian Authority is not actually cracking down on these militant groups. In fact, an Israeli newspaper yesterday published a list of 48 names, it says, that Zinni last time gave the Palestinian Authority. And of those 48 names, according to the newspaper, only three have been arrested. And even though, according again to the report, that they know where the Palestinian Authority knows where these men are. So I think that the capture of this boat with the 50 tons of weapons are going to strengthen Israel's claims that the Palestinian Authority is not really interested in a ceasefire.
Do you think you'll be there more than 4 days?
I don't think this time. I mean, I think the Bush administration was fairly clear that this was a four-day mission, the idea being that they didn't want... What happened last time is there was an upsurge in Palestinian suicide bombings connected with Zinni's visit. They didn't want that to happen again. So they wanted to keep it to 4 days, both so that there wouldn't be attacks and as well to sort of lower the expectations. But I think it is likely that if there's progress made, he'll come back later in the month.
NPR's Linda Gradstein in Jerusalem.